I mean, that is the reason you normally buy weed. You gotta smoke it. I mean, there are some, you know, those kinky people who just like to stare at the weed. They're like, oh yes, this weed looks so crystally.
I'm smoking it with my man.
It's a fetish. They're just like getting off on how good the weed looks. They're like, oh yes, the crystals are so fantastic. Like as they're jacking off.
No, don't smoke it.
Martha, you're ruining the fantasy.
Like he invites some stoner over. He's like, bro, we should light this up.
No!
Yeah. No!
Stop! Stop! You're killing Martha.
Get away!
He named all of his bud strains. That would be so great.
He freaks out. He has them all like encased in like glass.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Like not even like where you could open it. Like it's just surrounded by, it's just one plastic ball now.
I'm imagining like Gollum from like.
Yeah.
He's like, my precious.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. There's a fire at his house. He just runs out with like the weed, leaves his wife inside screaming. She's like, precious.
Daryl, Daryl, help me. Fuck you, bitch. Grab the weed. Oh, shit. Well, on that note, welcome to a special edition of Thoughts of the High Life.
This is the Your Mom's a Hoe edition.
This is a special, yes, special edition combination.
For those,
Your Mom's a Hoe and King of the Hill. So,
that means your mom's a hooker. Just so.
Your mom enjoys sexual favors for money.
Your job is to exchange money for sex. No, it's to exchange goods and services for sex.
No, I fucking love, I forget the exact acronym, but in Beerfest when he's like, all right, what do you want? BJ, HJ, CJ. What's a CJ? If you gotta ask, you can't afford it. That's what your mom's doing every night. She's giving CJs to every guy who pays her.
What is a CJ?
I couldn't tell you if I wanted to. I have no idea, and I don't actually want to look it up. But yes. So, we are your hosts. Don't Panic Jimmy, the Sexy Sandman. With us, we got our producer, the Silent Stoner, and we got Halfsack, again, seeming to behave. He's, you know, a couple episodes deep, and he's behaving decently better, so not too bad. But go ahead, Don't Panic Jimmy. Let us know, what's on your list for tonight's Your Mom's a Hoe?
I would like to put the Occupational Medical Center, Your Mom's a Hoe. First of all,
the entire center. Interesting.
First of all, did not ask me if I needed a TB test, a skin test, or a chest x-ray. And my arm swelled up, making me think I had tuberculosis.
I mean, technically you do.
Yeah, but it's because I was vaccinated when I was really young.
No, the Egyptian vaccine makes
it test positive. I had the Egyptian vaccine. They didn't even check the tag.
Yeah.
The sign on my arm that says I'm an Egyptian.
Yeah, the little like hole in your arm that everyone has.
Every Egyptian that was born, well, every like foreigner actually has a fob mark, as I like to call it. Ugh. I got it. Sandman's got it.
Yes, we do.
Rami Malek's got it. Just kidding. I don't know if Rami Malek was born in Egypt or not. But
shout out to Rami Malek.
Egyptian. Shout out to Rami Malek. Mr. Robot was pretty cool.
It was trippy.
Yeah, no, I loved that show. That was an amazing show.
I actually low-key liked it. I'm not usually with the drama stuff, but it was one of the shows that got me.
He was also really good in Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, he was amazing.
Yeah, he was amazing.
I'm excited to see him coming up in, he's the new Bond villain.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So that would be nice. That would be interesting.
So for those of you just tuning in, this is the Rami Malek fan page.
We're the little fanboys for Rami Malek.
Rami Malek fanboys. Yeah. So which black hoodie did you think he looked best in?
Actually, I'd like to know. The suit he wore on the Golden Globes for 2018 was significantly better than the one he wore in 2019.
It was an Armani that was made. Like,
but have you seen him at 2020 at the Nickelodeon Awards?
Nah, don't even get me started on the Nickelodeon Awards. we just turned into
like Queer Eye for the Gay or Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Yeah.
Oh, honey, that beard has got to go. Rami, no, shave it off, boo. Get yourself a suit and just walk down the red carpet. I would be terrible. Like, I'd just be like, just put on a goddamn suit.
Well, you know what I really hate?
Being a fashion designer for men, I think for like at least these awards, like I get it for like normal life when you have to like dress up in whatever, like normal clothes, casual, whatever. But for like events, they're like, wear a black tuxedo. Like, that's all you, all of them wear black tuxedos. And I'm just like,
that's all we.
Yeah, I'm just like, like, you paid somebody to tell you to wear a black tuxedo. My mom is like rolling in her sleep. She can't sleep right now because that's what she's thinking about. She's like, there are people out there who are paying people to tell them to wear a black tuxedo. She's losing sleep over it.
She's just waking up in the middle of the night in cold sweats. Yeah. Black tuxedos.
Yeah. My dad's like, what's wrong? She's like, there's people paying for tuxedos. There's people paying for people to tell them about tuxedos. He's like, God damn it, not this shit again.
Well, what about
He's like,
those?
They're called fashion designers, woman. Go to sleep.
Then there's those black tie events. So remember to wear your black tie.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just like, oh, what are you gonna like? I get style again. Like I said, I get stylists most of the day, or most, you know, days or whatever. Just as you're walking out or as you're going on a date. But like, just to one of these events, it's very obvious. For women, it's different. It's like, oh, you know, this is in style. Like this, you know, whether it's sleeveless or whether it's like ruffles or whatever it might be, or this color or whatever. But for men, it's like we always just wear a black suit. Like the most daring is like when somebody will have like a red shirt instead of like a black or white shirt. Like that's it. And that's as daring as it gets. And it's like conversation for like 3 weeks. They're like, oh my God, did you see Marc Anthony walk into the Golden Globes with his
red shirt, black
like,
tuxedo?
Right. He's like, camisa negra or camisa roja? It's like, that's like the new thing. Can you imagine? It's like, breaking news, camisa negra or camisa roja? Spotted on, like, Juanes was spotted wearing a red shirt on tonight's Red Gala or like whatever it is. Like, just makes news for like 3 weeks straight. That's a great headline. Fuck you. Like, that was funny.
Camisa negra or camisa roja? I thought it was funny.
No. I hope you guys got a laugh out of that. If you're not laughing, fuck you. If you're not laughing, your mom's a hoe. Like, since we're on this episode.
Yeah.
All right, who's next? So that job, what else?
The lady at Health Point who I tried to get my old chest x-ray released just so I don't have to take a new one. And she said she had to call my old, she had to call my current job because they paid for it. So she had to get the okay from them. I was like,
we actually own these x-rays.
Yeah, she.
This is company property.
I was like, does my boss own these x-rays?
Yeah.
Like, I straight up asked her. I was like, are you telling me my boss has the rights to my chest x-ray?
like, she's like, oh, no, you misunderstood. Not your chest x-ray. Your whole chest, actually. Like, every breathing, they're billing you for it. Like, every breath is 32 cents, sir. Like,
yeah.
Breathe wisely. Can you imagine?
Like, on my deathbed, they just come in and just cut off my chest.
Right. They're like, sorry, you haven't been making the payments. They pull the life support. It's not like your family's like in the middle of making a decision. They're like, oh, should we pull it? Should we not? They're coming. They make it very easy. They're like, actually, he hasn't been making his payments. He can no longer use his chest. Pull the fucking machines. God damn. Dude, corporations would absolutely be more than willing to buy your fucking body parts.
You haven't seen Repo Man?
I have not. You're not about to tell me that they fucking repo people's, like, organ transplants.
Okay, so it's like a company that sells people, I think it's synthetic, like, organ transplants, right? They sell it kind of like they would, the same way they would sell a car.
You have to haggle. Oh my God, can you imagine? Like,
I'm haggling over a kidney.
Yeah. Like, there's a fucking Arab man trying to sell you a kidney. Maybe I'll give you best price on kidney. Yeah. Oh, your mom, she needs two? Okay, I give you buy one, get one free.
I don't charge you for the second kidney.
Yeah. Okay, I throw in pancreas. It's fine. I don't worry about it. Yes, diabetes is okay.
Tell you what, since I like you, yeah. I throw in warranty.
Yeah. Anything. If you have heart attack, come back. If you survive. If you survive. Dude, honestly, that would be a great skit idea. This is like an Arab guy selling you organs. That'd be great to do like a commercial for like the black market organ sales. Do you need a heart? Are you tired of being number 6,742 on the national wait list?
I have everything.
Call Habib's organ transplants. Everything is halal. Like, can you imagine? We have halal organs all the way around.
Only the best and the cleanest organs.
Yeah. Oh, man.
We have everything. Kidneys, brain.
Oh man.
We have on-site doctor. We have on-site brain surgeon.
Yeah.
Graduate from best university.
He is my cousin. Mention my name, he give you 40%.
Yeah. Talk to my cousin Rahib.
Yeah. It's okay. He do it for free.
Yeah.
We have a Labor Day promotion. Yeah. A get back to work special. Oh man. That's a terrible. Terrible
thing. No, but this movie, so these guys, it's revolved around these guys who have organ transplants. I mean, no, they repossess organ transplants. It's with Jude Law and Forrest Whitaker.
That's actually, oh my God. I'm just getting like hilarious visuals in my head.
Yeah, no, Forrest Whitaker and Jude Law are the dynamic duo. They're partners. Yeah. In repossessing people's organs.
Dude, they like repossessed fucking Whitaker's eye. Like, that's why it all was twitching. But no, it's fucking. I can just imagine them. They're like, all right, Nana, give me the hip. You gotta get your hip. And she's like, oh no, but I have to go to my son's picnic. Not today, you're not. And they just like fucking rip her hip out of her socket and just walk out. Just leave her like sitting on a chair. It's like her top half. She's like, oh no, bring back my hip. I have to drive. It's terrible to think about, but it's still hilarious. Like, the dark comedy is the best.
They take hearts, dude. Like, you got a new heart. We're going to have to take it.
Like, it says here, oh my God, you know who would be great with that? Remember Bernice from South Beach Tow? The lady who, like, got thrown off of the fucking thing and almost died. And then, like, came back from the dead and, like, broke the bitch's window and, like, threw her out. Like, can you imagine that lady taking back heart transplants? Like, she would stick her hand, like, down your throat and pull your fucking, like, esophagus out. Like, yeah, this is state property. Like, just, like, rip your lungs out. God damn. Like, people would pay to watch that. Low-key. Like, as terrible as that sounds, that would hit half... amazing ratings, because we are a terrible society who loves that shit.
We really are. I mean, well, we lavish in like drama, so there's a reason why The Bachelor and Keeping Up with the Kardashians is popular, is because
people... My mom hates The Bachelor so much. Every time there's a commercial on, which is like every 25 minutes when you're watching ABC.
Yeah.
She's like, God damn it with the show. She's like, how is a man supposed to find a wife when he has 50 whores in a house living with him? And it's just, I mean, she kind of has a point. But like, my sister loves it, and she like loves the drama and all that. But my mom literally just like loses her mind every time the thing comes on, and it makes me so happy.
Dude, I want to see your mom watch Jersey Shore. Let's see what she says.
Are you kidding me? My mom want to get through 10 minutes of Jersey Shore without wrecking everyone's life.
Dude. We should do an experiment here, huh?
Right. Mom, hit this button and watch some Jersey Shore.
We'll get so much, we'll get good material.
We'll get amazing material. My mom is hilarious. Her sense of humor has only gotten better since the last time we've Oh, man.
We're going to be flipping through Netflix one day, and we're going to see, like, your mom's stand-up comedy special.
Raising four idiot children. Comedy special. Raising a failure son.
My son. Life, my son's the Sandman.
My son is a failure.
Can you imagine that's the name of her comedy special? My son is a failure by the guy Gungus.
Oh man.
The whole special is just shitting on you. Yeah. Let me start when he was 5. Yeah. Let's take it back a bit.
We had just come from Egypt. He tells the teacher on the first day of kindergarten, you have nice ass.
He tells us when he is 5. Because you'll get immediately mad. Like, that's the favorite thing. She'd, like, start out calm. And immediately, like, the moment she gets to the bad part, she's immediately, like, screaming. She's, like, 0 to 100.
And then 2 hours.
Can you believe it? He's 5.
2 hours in, she's like, that was elementary school. Yeah. Let me take you guys into middle school.
Oh, my God. Dude, no. I mean, I calmed down a little bit around middle schoolish because, you know, you begin to notice women and shit. So you calm down so you're able to.
There was something off about middle school.
What was off about middle school?
So, like, first of all, I was really tall for my age. I was, like, taller than everyone. So I was, like, basically towering over all the other kids.
Hit your prime in middle school. Damn.
Which fucking sucks.
Yeah. Damn, that does suck.
Yeah, I was already like 5'6" in middle school. And then I had a beard and a mustache, and I had pimples in the sixth grade.
I think that's kind of your problem. It wasn't the height issue. I think it was more the fact that you looked like a grown man.
Yeah, I was a grown...
You're like, I'm a grown man on steroids.
Yeah.
I got the beard, but I got
people
the pimples.
People would come up to me and they'd be like, I don't think you're supposed to be here, sir.
Sir, this is a middle school. The perverts.
Yeah.
Yeah. The pedophile AA meeting is down the hall or whatever it is. Pedophile Anonymous is down the hall.
There was one time where there was like a news report about me. Like there was a sketch, like sketchy guys seen around elementary school. And I had my sketch. We had to go down to the police station with my mom and like clear it all up.
Oh my God.
I had to show them my school ID.
Dude, I don't know why that reminded me of this story I read the other day. It was like, actually, it was a meme, and then I saw the story behind it. But the meme was like the girl, it was like a little white girl, and she was standing next to like a huge device.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, a little girl in like Oklahoma, Arkansas. It was some like southern state. It was like, oh, creates a like nuclear bomb for a science project. And then somebody comments, they were like, oh, cool, but that one kid got his entire, like, homework blown up because of, like, an engineering assignment. Because if you remember, like, 2 years ago, some, like, 12-year-old kid got, like, arrested in his backpack searched and everything because somebody thought it was, like, some weird thing, but it was, like, for a science fair.
Yeah.
He had done, like, some little engineering thing with a battery for a science fair.
Yeah.
And because he was, like, Indian or Pakistani or whatever he was.
Oh, yeah.
They
remember that.
Made, like, a big terrorist thing. And then, like, this little white girl, like, made a legitimate atomic bomb, and they, like, took a picture and were, like, praising it. And they're like, oh, but that's cool, but, you know, I forgot the guy's, I think it was Muhammad, like, which made it even worse. They were
yeah.
like, oh, but Muhammad can't bring his science project to school because it has a battery or something. And I was like, yo, you know what? Like, I got low-key a little annoyed when I saw that because I'm like,
that's so true, though. That's, he has a point.
He absolutely does.
Yeah. I think, is it because white people are just afraid of people of color?
I don't think they're afraid for any bad reason. It's just when you don't know. And also, there's probably a lot of built up hate. Like when you've been, you know.
We should review Hate Thy Neighbor. It's a show on Hulu. So this comedian from the UK, he goes to all these like racist places and talks to people. So he goes to this Klan meeting, and I think it's like in Alabama or something. But and he's half white, half black. So he's talking to this white guy. He's like, well, you know, I'm half white, half black. He's like, how do you feel about that? He's like, I think you're a freak. He's like, you're a freak of nature, and you should have been aborted.
Right. If it ain't white, it ain't right.
Yeah.
But no, oh my
but
God.
So that's the thing, though. I think white people look at people of color like the same way somebody would look at Bigfoot.
No, I don't think so. It's not that they don't understand it. It's just
they don't understand.
They see it. Like some people are afraid of differences. So what they perceive as differences is always feared because it's different.
Yeah.
So when you don't know it, you're scared of it, and that's a problem. And that's why there needs to be like education.
But you know why though? Because in Alabama and all those places, less than 2% of the population is actually people of color.
That's not true. There's so many.
They don't have a lot of like people of color in those states.
Dude, there's a lot of people in the South. There's a good amount of black people.
And there's probably a lot of good black people in the South, but I mean, they're not spread out as much as we think they are. Like in the Midwest and Iowa, there's not that many.
Yeah, because there's not that many people in general over there. But we're talking about the South.
Yeah, but no, but black people only account for 13% of the population.
That's still a good amount.
So I mean, I feel like, but there's some like small towns and areas
that won't have them. Sure.
No, America is a small town country with minus a few.
It is not.
We have a few big cities.
We have a lot of big cities.
We have a few big cities.
Almost every state has at least like two.
Yeah, well, that's compared to how many small towns.
But that's not the point. There's like, okay, so think we're like,
but
the
I feel
only
like,
country, or not one.
But
one,
I feel like those
one of the only countries I can say it literally has like at least 20 big cities.
What?
Like we would say
New York.
New York. Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Miami, Florida. We'd say probably even like Tampa, Florida. Say Atlanta, Georgia.
Los Angeles,
California. San Diego, California. San Jose, California. San Francisco, California. Oakland, California. What else? Sacramento, California.
Yeah.
Las Vegas, Nevada. Phoenix, Arizona. Albuquerque is it's a little. Texas has Houston, Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, El Paso.
Yeah.
You know, there's in the South, I mean,
but
there's Atlanta.
But you don't think it's because these people don't just have enough exposure?
And, I mean, there's, and then even over there, there's Chicago, Detroit in the North, or in the
but
Midwest,
do you think it's because
St. Louis, like, these are big cities. Like, there, when I went to Minneapolis, I was surprised that, like, it wasn't, like, diverse as California. But there was a good amount more diversity than I definitely expected a city that north to have.
But you don't think these people are racist because they don't have enough exposure?
Some may. And I don't think it's racist in that regard. They're just uneducated with regards to some things. So they might say something and it may not come off as, like, or it may not have like a bad intention. And some are racist in the fact that they think they're bad and they have no idea. But some legitimately can say things out of a lack of understanding. Like, especially, like, you can see that a lot when you talk to people about, like, the Egyptian culture.
Yeah.
Where they literally have no idea, like, we're not Arab.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of the first things that they're confused with. They're like, what do you mean you're not Arab? We're like, we're not Arab. We're natively Egyptian.
I tell people I'm Arab.
Well, you might be, but I'm not.
I might be.
Because you have like the straight hair, you have all the like features. Of, like,
I pass for a white guy apparently, which is very upsetting.
Yeah.
To me.
So that's why I'm like that's why we kind of look a little different.
We're like, hey,
I'm a little dark. Like, I'm natively Egyptian.
So I walk into the airport, they don't even like search me or anything.
They're like, he's a Westerner. They call him Agnebi.
Yeah. I go to Egypt. They call me Gringo.
It's really unsettling because it's in Egypt.
Which is weird.
Even speak Spanish.
Which is weird that they would call me Gringo in Egypt.
They're like, hey, what's el Gringo there? They say it with an accent. El Gringo there. That's the only Spanish word they learn. They just learned it just for you. They just want to make fun of you.
You mean El Gringo?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they use L as well.
Yeah. But, I mean, apparently, I should just, like, I just own it, you know?
I'm Arab. You're Arab.
No, I mean, I'm Arab, but I look white.
Well, I mean, I think that's why they're considered white, because Arabs are considered white, because they're, like, part of that, like, Caucasus Mountain region.
Yeah, well, North Africa is considered Caucasian.
No, the only reason they are is because they're Arab countries. So 90% of Egypt is Arab. but there's like the small minority population. Same with Sudan. Sudan is considered North African and white, although like 90% of their population is black. But because it's an Arab country or considered like an Arab nation, they're like supposed to be putting white because Arab people are white. So you might be white, but I, since I'm Coptic, I'm not.
Am I white?
If you're Arab, if you say you're Arab.
That would really suck. Well,
I mean, it doesn't seem to be in this country. It seems to be very good to be that, you know.
No, I don't want to be on the side of the oppressor. That.
You'd rather be oppressed?
I would rather be oppressed.
It's noble of you. Dumb, but noble.
Well, no, I mean, it comes down to, like, that's the thing I don't get, like.
Obviously, you'd rather not oppress anybody, but if it was like...
I'd rather not be the...
If you were able to walk down the street and not have to worry about cops chasing you,
I would definitely prefer that class. I look so innocent. Cops already don't do that.
Cops come to help you. Sir, you look lost.
Yeah, cops...
Sir, can we help you?
Whenever,
you look upset.
I don't know what it is. All the times, except for one time, all the other times I've been pulled over... I always, like, put on the charm, so, like, I smile. No, I legit, like, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, officer. I didn't know I was speeding, you know?
Yeah.
And they'd be like, okay, get out of here, you little
get
scamp.
Get out of here, you rascal.
Yeah. And then they brush my hair, like.
Dude, oh, my God, that reminds me. My teacher, so this teacher was, like, my favorite teacher in all of Cerritos College. Her name was Miss Troop, or Dr. Troop, because she had just finished getting her doctorate. And she taught sociology. She's a, like, 60-year-old black lady. By far my favorite professor. She wrote me a letter of recommendation and everything. Like, she was great.
Yeah.
But first day, she's like, all right, y'all, my name is Troop. But y'all can call me by my stripper name, which is Delicious. And she did, like, this grind up and down the pole. And I was like, excuse me, what? Man, like, you know we can see you, right? But she was talking, she was amazing, like, the entire class revolved around her telling us insane stories about her life. Apparently, like, because she went to USC back in, like, the 50s and 60s. And so, apparently, she dated O.J. Simpson for, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
The story in and of itself is, like, amazing. But she always had, like, all these stories. But one stood out where she was, like, stopped by this cop. And she pretended to be, like, mentally handicapped. And she, like, went to the point where she, like, couldn't understand him. And she, like... fell out of the thing. Like, she fell out of the car when he told her to step out. He, like, opened the door. And she, like, oh, dude. And she, like, fell out of the car. And she, like, acted it out in the middle of class. And, like, fell on the floor and shit. And I was like, oh, my God. But the cop was just literally like, you know, all right, man. Just get back in the car and be on your way. And he just let her go. He's like, he's not going to write a mentally handicapped person a ticket. Like, you'd be the ultimate dickhead. Can you imagine her showing up to court? Like, the judge would just, like, fire the cop on the spot. Like, really? Really? This is the lady you wrote a ticket for? She just walks up to the stand. Yeah, that's me. And he's just like, really? Like, the judge would be so irked. The cop would lose his job immediately.
Ma'am, do you have a caregiver? Yeah. Do you have someone who could come get you?
Yeah. Dude, I'm sure he asked her, like, 8 questions. And he was just like, you know what? Fuck you. Like, just go.
Nah, dude. When I was in... When I went to court for my stupid Dine and Dash bullshit,
yeah,
this lady, white lady, came in with a very, what I can tell, was a high-priced attorney.
Yeah.
And she was drunk, by the way. Like, really drunk. She was stumbling. She was slurring her words. She was incoherent. The judge was trying to talk to her.
Yeah.
And he's like, ma'am, this is your 4th DUI. What are we gonna, like, what are we gonna do about this? And then he was trying to ask her something. I forgot what he was trying to ask her.
Yeah.
And he straight up, the judge says, okay, we'll just give you another, like, 45 days more of probation. I was like, but you just gave that other guy whose second DUI, who was Hispanic,
yeah,
like, 45 days in jail. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, the system is not.
No, and it was like some old white lady. I was like, what the fuck?
They favor the elderly very much.
And she wasn't wearing underwear. You know why? Because I went outside and she was sitting on like a little ledge with her legs just mansplaining. And she wasn't wearing...
Manspreading, not splaining.
What you're doing now is mansplaining. Or what I just did now is mansplaining.
She was manspreading.
Yeah.
And yeah, I saw everything.
If y'all can hold on.
It wasn't the worst thing, but it wasn't terrible, but I mean.
That grunting you guys hear is a half sack. He went to sleep. Oh, puppy. Yeah. On that note, what's the most racist thing you've ever heard?
You know what?